Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
NFL schedule came out last night and everybody's hyped about it. And of course, one of the biggest storylines this season, Rob, is what is going to happen in Tampa Bay and what is going to happen in New England. And look, you may not like it, but I think you're honest enough to admit it. Tom Brady, if people want to discuss, okay, who's going to prove themselves without the other one, Brady or Belichick? The fact of the matter, Rob, is this. Like it or not, Tom Brady does have a built-in excuse, or you can even call it an explanation. Because if he goes down to Tampa and is horrible, can't get the ball to Mike Evans, can't get the ball to Chris Godwin, just can't get away from pressure, like, looks bad. People, you know what we're going to say? And there's truth to it. He's 43. No one's ever done it. No quarterback's ever started 16 games as a 43-year-old. So it's sad. We thought we might get something special in Tampa Bay this year, but Father Time remains undefeated. Belichick does not have that excuse. Now, he's got more time to prove himself without Brady, but he's also got more time to flounder. So I just think that, look, they're both made men. There's no doubt about it. Neither one of them can sully their legacy in any significant way. But if I had to say there's one that could do, you know, a little damage if he looks bad and doesn't win and has horrible seasons going forward, it would be Belichick, because he's got more time to do so and he doesn't have that built-in excuse of age like Brady.
I couldn't disagree with you more. I think it's Tom Brady, and especially if Tom Brady goes down there and everybody says he has all these weapons and this is what he didn't have, and he tanks or they don't make the playoffs, people will say, see, he's a system quarterback. The only people who are going to give him a pass are the Brady fanatics or the minions like the LeBron minions, who no matter what he does, they always want to make excuses. Other people will look at Tom Brady and say, see, we knew it. We knew he was just a system quarterback. Everything had to fall in place. He was the load. He went to Tampa Bay.
I don't think anybody will say the load.
Yeah, no. T-shirts are being printed as we speak. New load T-shirts for the fall. We'll get to that later. But those are the things that I think are going to, people are going to look at and start to say, yeah, you know what? And start to look at Brady's stuff and say, yeah, you know what? The Patriots did win without Brady before. They didn't
really?
Win a Super Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. They won games before
win a
Brady.
Super Bowl?
I said they didn't win a Super Bowl.
They didn't make the playoffs.
But
keep it real.
They won 11 games. They won 11 games.
When you throw that out, they didn't win a Super Bowl.
They won 11 games.
To the uninformed, that sounds like, well,
they went 10 years without winning a Super Bowl with Brady, too. So let's not make it like they won every year.
They won six, Rob. Nobody wins every year.
Can I talk? Is it my turn?
Alone.
Is it my turn?
I'm not going to let you spout
lies. Is it my turn?
That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
Is it my turn?
Just keep
it
correct.
Waiting.
That's all I'm saying.
I'll wait for the Jason Smith show to get my points in. I'll wait.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm just saying, let's be fair. You know, talking about they didn't make the Super Bowl. They didn't make the playoffs.
All I'm saying is Tom Brady's the one who decided that instead of retiring like he should have, how the hell is Tom Brady going to do anything with Tampa Bay when he couldn't even beat the Titans in a playoff game at home?
Neither could Baltimore.
I'm talking about the vaunted Tom Brady and the Patriots.
How about the
who couldn't even
Lamar
do that?
Jackson.
And his last pass in the Patriots uniform was a pick six. He could have had heroics. He could have drove them back down.
He does have heroics.
He didn't have it there. He threw a pick six to lose the game.
To who?
My point is, Tom Brady is washed. Everybody knows it. He'll go down there and it'll further cement what people have been trying to tell Tom Brady. Your luck has run out. Your luck has run out. The rabbit's foot is old and worn. That's what's going to happen. And people will look at Bill Belichick and look at what's going on with the Patriots and say he has more of a chance of winning in his system and his defense than it was Tom Brady. Watch. Tom Brady will be the big loser in this.
Stop it. The only people that will blame Brady are people that just want to blame. They don't like him. Because 43 years old isn't legitimate explanation. We've never seen anybody else do damage at 43. Never. Michael Jordan, nobody holds the Washington years against Michael Jordan. We don't even, it's like they never even
That's
happened.
Because he was 6-0. Tom Brady's not 6-0.
Oh, he's 6-3. That's real. That's a problem. He's 6-3.
It is a difference.
I'm
just telling you why.
He's won more Super Bowls than any other quarterback has played
Michael
in.
Jordan was perfect. Don't equate Michael Jordan and Tom Brady. They're not the same.
Tom Brady, they are the same in that they're both the GOAT.
They're
Tom
not.
Brady's the greatest
They're not.
Quarterback ever.
Michael Jordan
Michael
is the GOAT. Tom Brady is not the GOAT.
In
he
basketball.
Is not the GOAT by
He's clearly
the
GOAT.
Board.
Every time
no,
we
not.
Have a player
no,
on here,
not.
They call him the GOAT.
No,
Odell
no, it's
Beckham
not.
Jr. spent weeks
yeah,
on
that's the guy.
GOAT
that's
sneakers
that's the guy.
To honor him.
That's the and guy you want to use, a guy who's already he gave them the cleats to Tom Brady
because
he's washed too. That's why those two guys line up together.
Look, here's the fact. You want to act like Belichick's done something without Brady. He's done nothing. I don't care if you go 11-5. Did you make the playoffs? No. So save all that 11-5, Rob Parker. It's a short menu. Get to the postseason and win. He didn't do it. He's only done it once in his 7 years without Tom Brady. And in fact, when he first got to New England, if you want to discard the Cleveland years where he never made the playoffs, when he first got to Cleveland, or made it once, when he first got to New England, they were 2 years removed from the playoffs. The year before he got there, they were 8-8. What does Belichick do with the same roster largely? He goes 5-11 with a Pro Bowl quarterback named Drew Bledsoe. What does he do the next season? He starts off 0-2 with a Pro Bowl quarterback named Drew Bledsoe. And then Tom Brady has to play because he's the backup. And they go on a win streak that not only happens in the regular season, but continues in the playoffs. Tom Brady made Bill Belichick a winner. That is a fact.
No, it ain't. It ain't
that
a fact.
That is a fact.
Because every Super Bowl, it was about Belichick's
Brady.
Defense, Chris.
Really?
Stop rewriting
right
history. Stop
you,
rewriting
no, you
history.
Stop. Because it, you always you're, bring up. It, let me finish.
So
you went
ridiculous.
Off on 6 minutes.
It's so ridiculous. Look at the defense.
Let me look at the defense. Because you always bring up Eli Manning's two Super Bowls, which is fine. But if you look at those games, Tom Brady led what should have been game-winning drives right before Eli Manning, a mediocre quarterback, and certainly in the regular season, lays waste to Bill Belichick's defense in both Super Bowls on the last drive. Where's the great defense then?
If Tom
Where was
Brady
it? He
was
couldn't
so
even
great.
Stop Eli
if
Manning.
Tom Brady was so great, they wouldn't have just had 14 points in the Super Bowl. They
it
averaged 35 that year. They averaged 35, Chris. Where was Tom Brady in that Super Bowl?
It's not
he was
supposed
a no
to be
show.
Easy. He put him
no
in position
show.
To win.
What about the
he,
Atlanta?
Was he a no-show?
They kept him scoreless
you mean
in the second half.
When he scored
Chris,
31 unanswered points?
That?
Who scored in the
Seattle?
Second half?
Stop it. You
Who
know
scored
you
in the
stop.
Second half?
The greatest show on turf was held to 13 points. That's how they won that Super Bowl.
You're talking
and
the greatest
Adam
show
Benetary.
On turf was St. Louis.
All right. Now,
yeah,
I'm talking
that was
about
great.
That one, too.
That was great.
That was defense.
I'm not saying
it had nothing to do with Tom Brady. He threw one touchdown in the entire postseason.
What happened
that
against
year.
The Giants?
Stop
what happened
it.
Against Philadelphia when he couldn't shut down a backup quarterback, Nick Foles? Tom Brady threw for 505.
And you know
how
what?
About
you
that?
Know how
to,
you know
how about getting a little resistance, Bill?
Tom Brady coughed up the football and gave Philadelphia
football.
Oh, that
football. Takes away from a
That's
great
what
performance.
It was.
A record-breaking performance.
He put the defense in harm's way.
Stop it.
Because he coughed
you
up the football.
You are so biased. The McCoat is in full effect, folks. The most inconsistent brother of all times.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
But before we get to that, we want to go to the NBA. And Adam Silver had a call today with the Players Association from the NBA as well as NBA players. We're on the call as well. And it was very interesting, and Steve DeSager is going to give us some of the key points that came out of it, and then Rob and I will discuss.
So that means also Chris Paul, the union president, on the call, and Michelle Roberts, the executive director as well. And sources told The Athletic that what if a player tests positive upon return, and Commissioner Silver said the NBA would hope for daily testing at that point and no stoppage of play and just having the player isolated and quarantined. I mentioned last hour that when the Lakers and Clippers finally reopen their facilities just for the individual workouts, they can test every player and staff member who re-enters. The reason is in Los Angeles County, unlike a lot of other NBA places, testing is available for everyone. The NBA wants to make sure that they're not having so-called unnecessary tests on people who aren't symptomatic, you know, or just walking back into their facility when you've got local front-of-the-line workers maybe in that town that aren't. And that's, believe me, a PR thing as much as a medical thing. As far as the actual...
But Steve, yes? Let me ask you this. So I'm just... Okay, so they test you Monday. Does that mean...
Yes,
okay,
you'll have to be tested again.
Tuesday, Wednesday, like...
Oh, remember because the Woj report that if they had like a quarantine place to have a bunch of games in one site, they might need a total of 10 to 15,000 total tests
that,
for the span
what
of
I mean.
That.
You'd have
well,
to
that
test.
Was interesting, Steve, because there was a report out on ESPN earlier today that said Michelle Roberts and the players were against, you know, all being in one site. And that Adam Silver was on board with that, too. But after this call,
right,
it appears that that's changed, at least with Silver. Is that correct?
That is correct. Two things. He has said in the past there needs to be widespread testing available in the U.S. before the NBA could consider resuming its season. And then on the conference call tonight, he told the players it would be safer to have one or two locations for basketball, such as in Orlando, such as in Las Vegas, rather than flying around to different facilities and different cities. Also, if the regular season resumes, no fans are expected, and in fact, if there's no vaccine and there's not expected to be one in 2020 for this virus, then that means maybe no fans at the start of next season for the
wow.
NBA as well. He says, until there's a vaccine, there's risk, and we're going to be living with this virus for the foreseeable future. The season decision, that's not necessarily going to be made this month. It could go into June before we get a decision on that. As far as fans in buildings... Fans constitute 40% of the league revenue, he said. So the NBA's trying
wow.
some creative ways on TV to deliver the
much.
Games to the
yeah.
audiences. So you're not going to have the ticket revenue, but you could have a lot of eyeballs. So it's not like they'll have nothing. But again, Silver told the player he hopes that the playoffs will have best of seven series in every round. And maybe those series could move faster without the need for travel. Again, if you stay at a single site.
All right. Thank you, Steve, for clear and succinct summary of what's going on. Rob,
Steve is one of the best in the business. He's a newsman.
No, he is. He is definitely one of the best in the business as far as the updates, no doubt about it. All right, Rob, this is interesting because, you know, now, did tonight's call change the minds of many players and Michelle Roberts? Because in the article is written by Ramona Shelburne on ESPN.com, she talked to Michelle Roberts, and Michelle Roberts was saying that, you know, if the players are all in one, let's say Orlando, right, or in one spot, you're going to make it be effective. You have to have heavy surveillance on the players, right, to make sure none are leaving the site and, you know, doing whatever they want and they're not letting people come in to the site. And she was like, that's almost sounds like prison, you know, and to have that much surveillance. So players were, you know, skeptical about that. But if you don't have heavy surveillance, then it really has no chance of being effective. Because if guys are able to go in and out and people are able to come in and out, I mean, not everybody, of course, but just even some people who, you know, you don't know where they've been, then now you're potentially bringing it into the quarantined area and players could get it. So Ramona's article was like, it wasn't, the players didn't want to do that. But Adam Silver saying, that sounds like, Rob, that might be the only way they can play.
Might be, but Eddie House, what did he say? Want me to quote him directly when we talked about this quarantine?
Well, yeah, right.
Players,
well, yeah.
He said, they're not going without. So you can go ahead and assume that they're not going to have anybody off of, not in the NBA, come their way. Or
i.e. women.
Exactly. I mean, I think Eddie's being honest, Chris.
No, no doubt.
And this whole notion, and I think...
you saw what Earl Thomas got into, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so there you go.
Yeah, we
it's gonna happen.
But that's what I'm saying is I never bought into the isolated thing. Remember, I kept saying guys are not going to make love to their wives or hug their children for 3 months. I just never could see that. I still don't see it. I understand what the commissioner said, which is this is probably the safer way,
right?
Because you're not traveling around to different places and you're not being exposed to different people every other night or every 3 nights a week. Do you see what I'm saying? So I get that part. I just don't think it's a feasible idea. I really don't.
And if that's not feasible,
we'll want to do that, Chris.
If that's not feasible, Rob, then it's a season. You know, because I mean, we know how much these guys travel. Now, granted, they're on charter flights, and you know, they're not
a lot easier than it was when I first started covering the league.
Right, and they're not exposed, obviously, to the everyday citizen because of those charter flights. But you are exposed to people. And if you play the games in the normal arenas, first of all, there's the issue of will the arenas even be available? Because remember, there's been reports. I mean, it's a fact. California, Washington, and Oregon are working together on what they've called this kind of regional plan for when they return to normalcy.
It's the same thing in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, because you have to do it like that. Otherwise, if it's just an isolated state, then people who are on the border could easily come in and upset whatever your mission is. So it has to be uniformed in a region so that you can all do the same thing. I get it. It makes total sense.
So the governor of Oregon came out yesterday and said that all large events are suspended through September. Now, he didn't say you can have sporting events. There won't be fans. And I don't know, Rob G, if you know this, let me know. But I don't know what he considers a large event. But, you know, that throws into question whether or not some states will even, like, so if California is not open, then how are the Lakers and Clippers and Warriors and other teams going to play games in their arenas? So I just think, and look, I feel like we're getting so many mixed messages that it's hard to know exactly what to believe. But at times I've been optimistic about them returning. But when I see that players are skeptical, and we've seen Mark Cuban, the owner for the Mavericks, and CJ McCollum, the star for the Blazers, come out and say they're concerned. If it's not safe, it's not safe. What are we trying to do? This makes me skeptical because if players don't want to do the one site or two site thing, then it just seems pretty tough for them to play in their normal arenas throughout the nation, you know?
Right. No, I get it. It's basically, they'd have to concede, and to get a majority, I understand. Here's the other part, Chris, and I know financially, and this is what I keep bringing up too. What's your incentive if you've gotten paid for this NBA season? Other than playoffs, you got your money this year. You've been paid.
The only incentive is the playoff. Well, you know, more money the league makes, whatever amount they make if they can play games, that does help because that's just that much lower that the salary cap has to drop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like they're, that the hit won't be quite as much. So, I mean, that's an incentive.
But I'm talking about the average Joe. Your team is out of it. Why am I doing this? Why am I putting my... I'm just saying, nobody... I don't know about the cap. I don't know all those... you can't tell me for sure what the numbers are going to be. What I do know is I got all of my paychecks for the 2019-2020 season.
Right. So well, it also brings
what
up...
What is my incentive? I know why LeBron wants to play.
Right.
And those teams... I'm talking about... the other teams.
Well, and you bring up a good point that, okay, we obviously understand that for the teams that are out of the playoffs, okay? But even for teams that are in the hunt, from everybody I'm talking to, they want to play. But you make a good point. If I'm a young guy, honestly, if I'm Kawhi or Paul George, okay, they're still young. They still got a long time left. Is there as much incentive? Like, I got next season. You know what I mean? In fact, this is an extended rest.
We'll be all healthy. Right.
Right.
Yes.
There's not, I mean, LeBron, like you said, we've said it before. He wants to play. And I respect that. And I salute that. And I think most guys want to play that I've talked to and heard from. But you're right. The incentive, if it's going to be dangerous, then that's going to take away some of the incentive. And then there were reports, Rob, that they could even go to 3-game series. Now, we know Adam Silver told players they want to play 7-game series. Whatever it is, it is. If they end up playing 3-game series, it that's going to be tough. I mean, that's ripe for upsets. And I'll even throw this in, the talk that maybe they start straight away with the playoffs. I don't like that. Because, you know, the play is going to be low quality initially. And these are your most important games. You hate to have the most important games be such a low quality. But what it does do, Rob, is look, everybody's in the same boat. You know, everybody's under the same rules. So
I just don't know how you could, fight through it if you're talking about it being another month or two. You know what I mean? Like. To come
to
back
play the regular season?
Yeah, to play 10 regular season games that don't matter in front of no fans for the most part. I'm saying that would be even harder.
So are you getting more skeptical about a season?
I'm skeptical only because of what it is they have to do in order to make it work. I just think you're asking a lot. Of these aren't robots and these are real people. These are real people. And I know you, they want to play ball. Who doesn't want to play ball? Everybody wants to play ball. This ain't no indictment of anybody, but they want to do it safely. That's all. Chris, it's not an indictment.
Do you feel the same way about baseball? Like, are you as skeptical about baseball?
It depends on what the format is. If they're telling me it's going to be in Orlando and Anaheim, or not Anaheim, but Arizona.
Phoenix, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. It's hard for me to believe
that's
going to work.
Yeah, and that's a longer season because, you know,
you didn't play anything. But you're trying to play every day in all these places. I just don't, with no fans, I think you're asking a lot and hoping that nobody contracts it. Do you know what I mean, Chris? Baseball's got even more players. 25 players, bullpen coach, pitching coach, bat
boys.
No
question.
I mean, how many people are attached to a baseball team? A ton.
Right. Yeah, it's sobering. And like I said, I feel like we're getting mixed messages because you're seeing states open up and yet the numbers are also going up, you know, and that could continue. Especially with us lessening the social distance.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. It's time for 6 minutes.
6 minutes that you press your own.
The Odd Couple debates, and you decide the winner. But there's a catch. They only have 6 minutes.
That's right. It is 6 minutes. The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. The only segment where we let the fans decide who's the better debater between Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. I got 5 very lucky judges on hold right now, ready to make their choice between Broussard and Parker. And today's topic, again, he only got 6 minutes to debate. We started the show talking about Tom Brady and whether or not we can expect him to have some pressure heading into this season. So the natural question for today's 6 minutes is this. Will Tom Brady and the Buccaneers make the playoffs in 2020? We'll get it started with Rob Parker. Rob Parker, let's go.
No way, no how. This is the biggest chump bet going. Everybody believes that because Tom Brady showed up, just like OBJ showed up in Cleveland, that it's a layup, that it's automatic. Not only have the Bucs not made the playoffs in 12 years, they haven't won a playoff game. They're going 17 years without even winning a playoff game. They haven't played in any big games. Even last year when people try to phony up and tell everybody, yeah, but that team was good at the end of the year. The defense was improving. They lost their last two games of the year. Guess who finished the year on a high note? The Atlanta Falcons by winning four games in a row to end the year. And they added Todd Gurley to go on with that squad. The Falcons are going to be the reason that the Bucs don't make the move that people think they are. And also Tom Brady. He's washed. Did you watch him at the end of the year? Stop living in the past. Ron Gronkowski, you had to beg him to play football. Who wants a guy who's given up his competitive edge by going to pro wrestling? It's going to be a mirage. Tampa Bay will continue to be Tampa Bay. Even with Tom Brady, the best thing going in Tampa Bay this coming year will be wings from Hooters. That is it. Tampa makes no playoffs even with Tom Brady.
Did you really mention Odell Beckham Jr. in the same breath as Tom Brady? We should stop the game and you should be declared the loser just because of that. Are you serious? Stop it. And Todd Gurley? Really? He's the one that's going to get over Atlanta over the hump? Stop it. And speaking of the Atlanta Falcons, did you know, Rob Parker, that Atlanta has the fifth hardest schedule in the league next year? Fifth hardest, okay? Not so for the other teams in the division. Tampa Bay's got the 16th hardest, Carolina the 18th hardest, New Orleans the 24th hardest. So stop it with the Atlanta Falcons. Now look, last year I said it repeatedly, Tom Brady can no longer carry mediocre talent at 42 years of age. But guess what? He ain't got mediocre talent in Tampa Bay. He has superb talent. Two all-pro wide receivers in Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. Three tight ends, one of them a Hall of Famer, who's well-rested, highly motivated, and only 31 years of age. Then he's got an offensive line that was seventh best in the league last year. Oh, and they added Tristan Wirfs in the draft. Many scouts thought he was the best tackle in the draft. Then they got Gronkowski, who even if he can't catch anymore, is one of the best blocking tight ends we've ever seen. Defensively, they ranked fifth in defensive efficiency last year. Their defensive backfield is full of young, talented players. They had the best run defense in the league last year. A great coaching staff with Bruce Arians and Todd Bowles on the defense. My goodness, they're in the playoffs!
It's so funny. Did Arians make the playoffs? He's such a great coach. And Todd Bowles. Oh, my God. They haven't made the playoffs in almost a dozen years, almost 13 years. And that's because everybody thinks that it's automatic. Add Tom Brady and stir. Go look at his numbers last year, his completion ratio, his QBR. They were all down, some of the lowest that they've been since 2003. Tom Brady is not the same guy. The defense carried him, and the only time he excelled last year was when they were playing the also-rans, and they went off to an 8-0 start against terrible competition. Tom Brady will not surprise anybody when they come to town. They'll be ready for Brady and the Bucs.
Oh, he's been surprising people in his career? Stop it! He never gets a day off. You know that everybody's Super Bowl is playing Tom Brady. Bruce Arians, two-time coach of the year, Rob Parker. Off offensive coordinator for the Super Bowl champion Steelers in 08. Todd Bowles, a great defensive coordinator. And you talk about Brady's numbers. How about these for numbers? He had nobody to throw to. He had the worst receiving core in the league. And let's talk about the deep ball, because people think he can't throw it anymore. He was tied for 7th in percentage of deep passes, 20 yards or more, that went for a touchdown. 7th. That's one percentage point behind Drew Brees. He was 7th last year in completion percentage of deep balls. He threw 7 TD passes, deep balls. That's his most since 06. Tom Brady will be ready, and Tampa Bay will be playoff bound.
Wow, wow, wow.
Bloodbath.
That was good. That was good. Not bad for a second effort on 6 minutes. Now, guys, you know if it was up to me, I would tell you who I think is going to win, but it's not up to me anymore. It's up to the callers. We have 5 judges on hold right now. The first one to get to 3 votes wins. So let's get started. Judge number 1, Amir in Philly. Who you think won that one?
Oh, man. That was funny, you guys. I love these 6 minutes. You guys got to keep it going. You guys got to keep this going. But I'm telling you, don't get mad. But Rob killed you, Chris. He killed you.
Yes, sir.
How? What's the argument?
He didn't even have an argument. You just biased. You don't like Brady.
He got to be biased because he doesn't agree with you.
Argument.
Is that what you said? That's ridiculous, Chris. Don't be that kind of guy. Every time somebody goes against you, it's my cousin on line one.
Your argument was the same.
No, Rob Parker.
It's the same argument.
All right, let's go. 1-0. Judge number 2, Terrence in Seattle. Who won that one?
Oh. Hey, I ain't going to lie to you guys. The last caller is tripping. Chris, you won that hands down. I'm the trash talk king. I trash talked both of you guys on Tuesday first and destroyed you. And Chris, you got Rob on this one because Gronk is coming back. He's 31. He can't
He just gave it away. Hang up on the Patriots homer. He just gave it away. He didn't even listen to Chris's argument. His joy for Gronk tells you he was a plant. A Patriots
plant? Really?
Yep. All right, here we go. Judge number 3. We're all tied up at 1. Antoine in D.C., who you think won that one?
Hey, how y'all doing, man? Love your show.
Thank you, brother. I love both of y'all.
Your cases, but I got to go with you, Chris. Man, the talent he got there, he didn't have it last year. Yeah, he getting up there in age, man, but he got way more weapons to work with.
All right,
Chris up 2-1. One more away from victory. Judge number 4, Jeremy in Texas. Who do you think had that one?
Man, you boys know I'm a New England Patriot hater. I'm a Cowboys fan, but I'm going to have to go with Chris. You know, he's got weapons now. He's got a defense now. And, you know, he's going to take them to the playoffs. I hate to say it.
All right, I'm going to be humble in victory.
You should be because you lost last week.
Why? I won this week, though.
That's
what have
right.
you done for me lately?
But I'm
Don't
just
wake
saying.
Me up. Don't wake
you,
up the sleeping giant.
Whatever.
Don't wake up the sleeping giant. I'm trying to be nice.